Broadcasting live from beautiful Silicon Valley, California, it's time for Lunch with Ricky in the Morning! And here's your host, Ricky!
Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Hope everyone's doing well. Happy, a very happy June to you. June. I knew it was June.
June 1st, huh?
Almost halfway through the year.
Already.
Just like that.
That's amazing.
I want to start off with a really cute phone call that Anu and I received right off last week. Right off the air. Someone must have gone to our website, got the contact information, gave me a call, which goes right to my cell phone if I'm not picking up at work. And I was like, dude, and then, you know, usually, you know, let's a few minutes simmer, and some people call, and sometimes it's friends or family, you know, saying how the show went. And but I didn't recognize this number. So, you know, we put it on in the Bluetooth in my car, and it's a very concerned caller. Jyoti was her name. Ricky. And I'm like, what is going on? Is everything okay? God, what did we say on air? It was a pretty clean show. We didn't say anything too much. So, and again, it rings once, twice, and then Anu's like, just pick it up. I'm like, okay. You know, not that I usually call screen, but yes. And I was a little scared. And hello, Ricky. And this person was exasperated. Poor Jyoti was just really stressed. And I was like, what happened? Ricky, why is it Lunch with Ricky in the Morning? I was like, oh my God, are you? I was like, no, I just don't get it. My kids, we were driving to work. We were so confused. Why is this Lunch in the Morning? And I was like, what's going on? And Joe, let me give Ricky a call and let me clarify. And I was like,
And as soon as she got home, went right to the website.
Facebook, got our confirmation, found our phone number, and gave us And that's a very loyal listener. So I do thank you, Jyoti, for giving us a call. And again, never met Jyoti before, never talked to her before, but she was genuinely concerned. And I said, okay. And she, you know, started going on some potential names. I'm like, if you've been listening to the show for some time, you know that's kind of a shtick we got going on here. We know we're Lunch with Ricky. We know you're having lunch at 9:08 in the morning. We're aware of that. The name is stuck and we're sticking with it, but we are completely open to suggestions. To clarify again, we got off that for a couple of weeks, but
so what's her suggestion?
What was hers? Brunch
with Ricky.
Hey,
I'll take that.
Not bad. We could do, but
You know what? There's not any really good brunch food.
Just, you know, a little impromptu. Do the intro with Brunch with Ricky.
Broadcasting live from beautiful Silicon Valley, California. It's time for Brunch with Ricky.
See, it doesn't sound the same.
No, doesn't work.
Doesn't work. And you guys are, you know, we're going to start webcasting some of these episodes. You can see how it looks in the studio. You know, when Anu gets in, he's a performer. So, you know, eyes shut down. It's like, Anu do the, he's like a, you know, command. He's a one trick pony. Boom, boom. And so I'm telling you, it wouldn't work. You'd have to rehearse that a lot.
It would, but
you don't have brunch. First of all, you don't have brunches during the weekdays.
Hey, it was hard enough for me to get you sing in the morning.
In the morning.
You know how hard that was in our first production meeting of the year?
In the morning. But, so we've heard brunch, we've heard that. So if you've got a creative idea, we'd love to hear it. Drop us a line at our Facebook, which is on new.
Facebook.com/lunchwithricky.
Otherwise, you can email me at ricky@radiofundu.com. You could go ahead and do that. But, yeah, so we're open to that. Anyway, to today, June 1st, 2011. So for the past few episodes, past month, really, we've been doing a series, Deconstructing the Indian. Or I should say, Deconstructing the South Asian, as Indian is just one of many different types of South Asians. And, you know, a lot of people, I was getting some grief. You know, why are you doing this, really? What's the point of this? Is it because you've run out of ideas? And no, but I thought, you know, like we've been doing this for a little less than a year. We thought it'd be actually, like, you know, what is it all about? Like, you know, at the end of the day, I've gone over the premise multiple times. I'm going to bore you with that. But it's really examining what it means to be South Asian. Hence the kickstarting of this series and why we're in it. We started off 3 weeks ago by saying, if you don't know the language, can you still consider yourself South Asian? The answer was yes. I disagree to that, but yeah, exactly. Anu doesn't know the language, so Anu, you're still South Asian.
Yes.
Next, we asked, and the week after that was a little more fun, how do you know you're South Asian? What are some traits of the South Asian? And people had ideas all across the world, which are great. Last week, we asked, okay, brought it a little closer to home, how do you balance your dual identities? How do you be South Asian, but then wait a minute, you live in the United States, you live in the UK, How do you balance your Western identity, which you have now, with your South Asian background? Even if you're in India, if you're living there, how do you balance this new India, new South Asia versus the older South Asia? It's which represents the traditions and various customs from the past. Great ideas. People mentioned some, and we had a great time bantering on that. Couple emails on that. Roma writes, for me, the balance came in social groups that I interacted with. I started taking cooking classes, and from atta, it went to flour. I was beginning to balance. She goes on to say nice things about the show, and thank you for that, Roma. Serene writes, you know, this is a great topic, because I feel like a lot of us aren't integrating with the culture anymore. Hello, look at you. You guys are on a South Asian-only radio station. Serene, that's a really good point, and let me get to that in a second. See, I see your point, but I look at 1170 and Pravasvani and what Fondue's here doing is it's a wonderful way to preserve the culture. Okay, preserve the culture. You see the difference here? It's not isolating yourself necessarily. It's preserving it and kind of making sure that you're, you don't lose who you are. But speaking of preservation of culture, that brings me to today's question and the final question in this series. So we've discussed yesterday, we've discussed today. My question to you is, what about tomorrow? What about what happens in the future? It's a natural question, right? What happens to this generation? Well, anyway, I mean, we're trying to answer that on this show. But I mean, I think it requires a little step deeper, right? What happens to the generation after this? How do we preserve our Indian culture, our South Asian culture? What happens to our kids? What happens to your grandkids? So here's my question to you. We'll get to this on the other side of the break here. 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. If there was one thing that you would instill in your children, or your grandchildren, about the South Asian culture that would make them preserve it in 30 to 40 years, what would it be? One thing. I want to hear different ideas. We got a great gift pack to give away. This time we'll give it away to the best answer. 1-855-772-8278. Again, if there's one thing that you would give and instill in your kids or your grandkids, what would it be? 1-855-772-8278. Check out this new song by Akon, Chamak Chalo. Just came out. Pretty cool. We'll be back on the other side.
You're having lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithRicky.
Mobile platform like Salesforce.com or Google as an administrator, analyst, or a developer, then you need to join Cloudalyze, a consulting firm in these emerging technologies. They assist you for your upcoming cloud computing career. To help you succeed, Cloudalyze will provide you with extensive training, certification exam assistance, resume and interview preparation, and hold your hand through your first client project. For more information, visit Cloudalyze.com or call Neeta at 408-800-2610. 408-800-2610.
As a mom, you tend to sacrifice some things you want to do for yourself. But I was always really self-conscious about my teeth, and so I finally decided to do something for myself and got Invisalign. Invisalign was amazing. The aligners were clear and comfortable, and hardly anyone knew I had them in.
If you're not happy with your smile, do something for yourself. Visit PannuDental.com and schedule your free consultation. With experience of more than 1,000 Invisalign cases, Dr. Pannu can help you achieve the picture-perfect smile. 4 locations, San Jose, Dublin, Fremont, and Cupertino. Call now, 1-800-360-9250. 1-800-360-9250.
Are your parents or relatives coming to America? Are you looking for affordable and reliable insurance coverage for them? Then just log on to visitorscoverage.com and buy the best policy within 5 minutes. No medical examination, no paperwork, no hassles. Go online at visitorscoverage.com and get an instant ID card. It's that simple. Remember, for visiting parents insurance, the name you can trust is Visitors Coverage.
उसल पाव हो तो ऐसा वावा और मक्की की रोटी और सरसों का साग भी लाजवाब है।
चाट भवन।
हाँ हाँ, उंगलियाँ चाटते रह जाओगे।
अब और क्या कहना? ये तो चाट का भवन है।
चाट भवन।
Located at 5355 Maori Avenue in Fremont.
They also do on-site catering.
Visit chatbhavan.com or call them on 510-795-1100.
Tune in to the exciting Think Wellness show by Spa Dhara every Monday between 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Aap sun rahe hain Radio Fundu. For advertising, call us at 408-476-6118. 408-476-6118.
Mom, I want to go to science, tennis, and chess camp.
But Mom, I want to go to Bollywood dance, ice skating, and Hindi music.
Okay, both of you, let's get you signed up at Little Champs.
Little Champs offers wide variety of camps. They also have a wonderful after-school program with pickup facility located in Cupertino. Visit them at www.little-champs.net or call them at 408-216-9346, 408-216-9346, or attend their open house on Saturday, June 4th between 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Mehta Entertainment in association with Naheem Waheb of Calcoast Financial and Arif Sheikh presents national award-winning singer Sonu Nigam live. Sonu Nigam live in concert June 18, Saturday 8 p.m. onwards at San Jose State University Event Center. Tickets starting from $49, $59 and $69. VIP and VVIP also available. For booking and sponsorship, call 925-301-6262. 925-301-6262 or log on to www.mehtaentertainment.com.
Hey, you over there. Turn that frown upside down and become our friend. Join us at Facebook. That's facebook.com/lunchwithRiki. I'll see you soon, pal.
Now back to Lunch with Ricky in the morning.
Welcome back. We had a couple text messages and emails during the break. Is that really Akon? Yeah, that is, right?
Yeah, he's speaking Hindi?
He's, yeah, man. He's sick. A can do it, anyone can. See,
he is South Asian.
Yeah.
I bet you he likes the food, too, and he plays a hell of a game of cricket.
Yeah. The question we've asked to the audience, you know, but back to the Akon. Do you think this song is going to do well?
Nah.
We're talking about that. I don't know what you guys think. I heard it. I was like, yeah, it's a good beat, but nah. I don't see this. I don't see this.
It'll be big in India, but I don't think it'll hit the charts.
You don't think so? It's got a little bit of a, you know, and then some of these Indian beats do okay.
A few and far between. I mean, Punjabi MC was lucky to be Beware of the Boys back in the early 2000s.
That's because Jay-Z
gave him some love. Truth Hurts only got big, really, yep, because I think Dre dropped him some love.
So you need some. But this is Akon. Akon's pretty big deal, isn't he?
He is. He's become definitely a worldwide guy.
Yeah. Anyway, the question we had to the audience here, as we continue and conclude the Deconstructing the South Asian series here today. The future of the South Asians here in the Western world, in the United States, or wherever you're listening, what is one South Asian trait or quality that you're going to want to pass on to your kids or grandkids? 1-855-772-8278. Drop me a line at ricky@radiofundu.com. I'll give you mine, but let's go to Tracy first. Wow, we're all the way out in Tracy, and welcome Gopi to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good morning. How's the weather out in Tracy? See, Tracy seems so far away.
It does. Is it sunny out there?
Actually, it's really windy out here.
So it's about the same.
And it is June, right? What is going on? It's June.
I don't know, man. But all I know is July and August will be the worst summer ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can hopefully keep tuning us in, man. We'll keep you entertained. But tell us, what's one thing that, you know, going forward that you're going to pass on to your kids or grandkids? Do you have kids, Gopi?
No, actually, I don't. I'm 24, but if I ever do, I will pass on the food, the cultural food, to my kids.
Yeah. The food.
You know, other than that, I will give them, like, when they're at least 18 or 19 years old, you know, oh, well, you got to at least send your kids one time to India with family and see how that goes.
Go check that out. And do you make frequent trips back?
Yes.
Yeah. So that, you know, I think for many of us, I think that's first of all, yeah, I'll get to the food in a second, but in terms of the trips back, those are huge, right? You get to go see what it's about. You know, but here's the thing, like with our kids, like 20, 30 years from now, like you're still relatively young, Gopi, and in 10 years, 15 years, when your kids are ready to be grown up, then what? You know, they're going to want to go back? And even for us, right, for 20 years from now, I don't know what India is going to necessarily mean as much to me as well, right?
Well, my parents never went back in a long time, but I know this is like, I got family in England, and I know in England they're like three generations ahead of us. And one of my friends lives in the United States, in California.
Yeah.
And he goes to San Jose, and he said he never went to India at all.
Yeah.
At his and all I know is because of the gap of the western side and the eastern side, people are getting more moderate, which is good and a bad thing, you know. But at least, you know, go to India, you know, and learn your heritage, you know, where you came from, where everything was made.
Sure. You know? Sure. No. And that's a good point. I can't argue with that. I think in theory it makes sense, and I would do the same. But I think I would get into a little conflict when, you know, my kids would look at me and go, "Dad, well, what does this all mean?" And I myself, I'm trying to rationalize all that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, because even I don't know necessarily what India means to my grandparents live there, my relatives that live there. But in like 20, 30 years, like, I'm not sure as much what it's going to mean, if that makes sense. I'm equally confused as you, Gopi. And that's why I'm asking that, because I'm myself looking for some clarification. But back to your food. What's your favorite food?
Oh, my favorite food is Palak Paneer.
Yeah. Ooh, that's that Palak Paneer, right? Yeah. A kid may not know language. He may not know anything, but Dad, can I have some Palak Paneer, please?
Yes.
And you're going to smile and go, okay, yeah, my kids. Thanks a lot for the call there, Gopi. Keep listening, man. 1-855-772-8278. If you got a comment, again, we got a gift pack to give away for the best answer, most thoughtful answer, most insightful answer. But again, the question is, like, going forward, if you want to keep this South Asian culture verse alive and well here in a Western world, what are you going to do? And how are you going to do it? What are you going to pass on to your kids? For me, I think the most important thing will be the language. I think going back and forth, I think it's going to be the language. If you know how to communicate, if you know how to speak, and I'm not saying you got to be fluent in it. I'm not even fluent in it. But I can understand it to the point that my kids' grandparents, as in my parents, will be able to converse. I think that's going to be one way to preserve the culture, for me anyway. Is I'm going to be pretty almost strict with that with my kids. Is like, you got to learn that language.
Well, you know, part of that obviously preserving the culture, but it's also an advantage we would inherently have. Look at globalization.
Yeah.
Look where all the companies are setting up offices
in the work world
to be able to speak that language or at least understand.
When I was in high school, they were offering Mandarin in my course, in my classes, and you have to take a foreign language. I chose Spanish. My dad kept saying, "Take Mandarin. You don't know where that's going to help." And man, if I knew Hindi and Mandarin, man, I could run the world.
Again, that's why you're ordering for us to talk about. So we're good.
I could speak with that, but yeah, absolutely. I think knowing the language maybe I'll sell it to my kids. Hey, you got to learn this language because guess what? 90% of the workforce live.
You want to make some money, kiddo?
Yeah, but the language thing is food, and the food thing is actually interesting too. But I think, look, I love Thai food. I love Italian food. Doesn't necessarily make me Italian or Thai. You know what I'm saying? So. I don't know necessarily how much the food matters, but hey, I'm not going to sit here and judge that. I'm not going to sit here and go, no, that's wrong or right. For me, I disagree, but I could see Gopi's point there.
Yeah.
Let's go back to lunch. Let's go to Sanjay in San Jose. Welcome to Lunch with Ricky in the morning. What are your thoughts, Sanjay?
Yeah. Morning, Ricky.
Morning.
So, what I think is, first we have to define what you're trying to preserve.
Great question.
Mm-hmm. So how do you define culture?
Mm-hmm.
Once you have defined culture, then set up an institute so you can train those who are interested in that culture.
Yes.
And bring in native practitioners of the culture to impart that training.
Yeah.
On a regular basis from a native land.
Sanjay, this is a great point. And let's walk through this sequentially, right? So answering that question.
Yeah. So
man,
way I would define culture.
Yes, yes.
It is the beliefs, rituals, morals, ethics, arts, language, and cuisine of a group. mm-hmm. sharing a common linguistic, religious, or geographical heritage mm-hmm. passed along by generations through familial lines or formal institutions.
So, first of all, Sanjay, you can't get too deep because you're going to steal some of my material. I'm teasing. This is you're right on. I think you define that. So I think this is what we're trying to do for the last 3 weeks. We get there. But let me ask you this, Sanjay. Do you have kids? I assume you have kids?
Yeah, I do have kids, yeah.
And I'm
training them along those lines. So those are different categories of culture. Now, you can either train them in culture...
But here's my one question to you, Sanjay, and this is what I fear, quite frankly. What if they, your kids or your grandkids come back to you and go, Dadaji or Dad, I don't relate to this. I don't relate to this.
Then I have failed as a granddad because I have not explained or communicated well enough.
And would you consider, like, that's a, man, you're hitting this right on the head. Would you consider yourself failing if they have not picked up or if they have not been instilled some of these cultures or values?
Right, and there's an Indian saying, is that if the student fails, the master has failed too.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So, in a way, let me get this right, though, Sanjay. Then, and I'm sorry, I'm coming at you, but this is you're bringing up good points. So you're making it seem that it's your responsibility then to carry the future forward as the carriers from coming abroad and coming here. It's kind of your responsibility. So it's in the responsibility of you. And let's say my parents fall into that as well, who've moved here to carry this generation forward. Is that right?
Yeah, sure. It's the responsibility of the elders. Even over here, we don't let kids drink below 21. Mm-hmm. So who is controlling what is to be done?
Yeah.
It's the elders. So if you can control the drinking age of your children, you should also be able to control how they're trained in the culture.
Yeah. No, thank you for the call there, Sanjay. And I think we're going to make you wonder because I think for... a bunch of things you said. There's the audience. So do me a favor, Sanjay. Drop me a line at ricky@radiofundu.com. We're going to set you up with some gift packages. And I don't mean it's just a way to thank you again for the call and for your ideas. And I'm getting back to serious because I think you brought up some very good points. And one thing I didn't think, because I always thought it was my responsibility, because I thought the only thing I would challenge you, because I think you have done enough. And I think my parents have done enough. And I think anyone in this generation who's come, I think they, for the most part, have done enough because it's very challenging at the end of the day to, again, pass on these values and traditions, but at the same time live in the United States, right? I don't think that's an easy job. So I applaud that. But I do think it's a little bit on me to kind of carry this forward. That's the one thing I would only challenge you on is because I think you have done enough and you should have the confidence in what you've done. And hopefully we can carry this thing through. But again, Sanjay, thank you for the call there. Sanjay brought up some good points, man. He did. Let's go back to the lines again. If you got some thoughts, we still got some more packages to give away. I'd love to give them out to you. 1-855-772-8278 or drop me a line at ricky@radiofundu.com. We got some lines open, so pound us in. Let's see here. Let's go to Palo Alto and Nima.
Oh, it's not Nima. It's Lena.
Lima. Sorry. It's, the lines are always sometimes fuzzy. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing good. Morning.
Morning.
So... my thoughts are being from a second generation. I'm not a South Indian, but I see most of my South Indian friends, how they are raising their kids, and I think it's pretty applaudable.
Uh-huh.
She makes it a point in the house to talk with them in their language.
Yes.
Whenever there is a festival coming, there's always an excitement about that festival. There's a hype made about, in a very fun way. Oh, it's Ganesh Chaturthi. Let's make some Ganeshas, and she'll get all the kids from the neighborhood and, get them play and make them do that, Ganeshas.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that kind of generates an interest.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, she gives knowledge about what that festival is all about, why they are celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
So the essence is kept intact, and I think that's pretty wonderful. And that even fills my interest as to why they say it in a certain manner, what is the significance behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, that's one way where you can pass on the generations or the culture as we speak.
And that's a great point. Call me a little paranoid. I guess I love to dig deeper into this, right? Because...
Mm-hmm.
It's great for this generation, and it's great in 2011. My always question is, what happens in 2020 or 2025 when it's all of a sudden the same kid, and I was that kid 20-odd years ago, right, when all mm-hmm. of a sudden it's going to be up to me to pass on what I learned about the Diaz and about all these various holidays onto my children. Now, luckily, I got the internet, so I can go back and, oh, this is what it's about, right? But unless it's really, like, from the heart, I get a little just, oh, man, a little perplexed. Like, what am I really going to do? And at the same time, then I'm like, you know, I should chill out, because it's amazing when you see other cultures being able to pass on their values to other, you know, for all the cultures that came here before. If you look at the Japanese Americans and any Asian culture for that matter, it's, I always marvel at the fact that, you know, 80 years since when some of their grandparents or great grandparents moved here, they're still able to maintain their traditions and some of their values. And I marvel at that. And so I'm like, wait a minute, maybe it's going to be okay. But that's why I kind of go back and forth. And again, thank you for the call there, Lima. But you know, the other thing out of my list was the holidays, was the how do you, you know, you keep the Diwali going and you keep whatever the South Asian traditions may be. That's certainly a way to preserve the culture. But is it enough? Is it enough? And if I'm paranoid, please tell me. You know, Ricky, you're shut up. You're thinking too much. But A, that's what I like to do. And B, I don't know. I genuinely don't know. 1-855-772-8278. 1-855-772-8278. We got a couple of you more on hold. We got a couple of lines open, so bang us in. We're going to get to you on the other side of the break. Let's continue this for a little bit longer. I should have said, the second half of the show, we got the LWR Tribune coming
yes!
up. Popular segment. We talk about random news events and story. But if you're on hold, stay along for a little bit longer through the song and through the other side of the break, and we'll get back to you right after this.
You're having Lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithricky.
With Gotcha Travels. Gotcha Travels can help you book cruises to Alaska, Hawaii, Mexico, Caribbean, Bahamas, Europe, river cruises, and fun-filled Disney cruises and resorts. They also book tours to Europe and definitely to India. Great discounts available on vacation packages and group tours and cruises. Contact Gotcha at 1-800-742-3591, 1-800-742-3591, or visit gotcha.com, GOTYAA.com. Gotcha. Makes travel fun.
Are you looking for a job? How about job training or placement assistance? Are you looking for an e-verified company or for green card or H-1B filings and transfers? Scopus Consulting Group is your answer to all of these questions. Scopus Consulting Group is an IT solutions company that provides training and project placement across the U.S. We provide training in Microsoft SharePoint, Oracle DBA and applications, Cisco networking, storage area networking, and for hardware like VLSI or ASIC. Reach us at 408-400-0102. That's 408-400-0102. Or visit our website at www.scopusgroup.com.
For effective treatment of diseases like allergies, sinus, headaches, skin disorder, acne, PMS, acidity, contact homeopathic consultant Harminder Singh of Homeopathic Wives. Where conventional medicines fail, homeopathic is often the best option. Homeopathic Wives is located at 940 East El Camino Rio in Sunnyvale. You can contact Harminder Singh at 408-737-7100. That is again, 408-737-7100.
Now listen to Harminder Singh every Thursday between 10:30 and 11.
अरे यार, तुमने अपने parents के लिए insurance कहाँ से करवाई? मेरे parents next month आ रहे हैं. मुझे अभी से research करनी पड़ेगी.
Research करने की क्या ज़रूरत है? Just go to visitorscoverage.com and boom, you can compare plans, pick the best one and apply online. It's that simple.
Such? ऐसी कोई website है क्या?
Absolutely, visitorscoverage.com is the best website for visitors insurance. VisitorsCoverage.com, the best place to buy visitors insurance.
I'm so happy we're moving back to India, but there's so much stuff we need to ship.
Don't stress. I've already found the perfect solution. It's called Universal Relocations. Customs clearance is taken care of and they ship right to our door.
Are they reliable though?
Yes, honey. They have tracking and insurance, and I've already looked at their website, www.unirelo.com, and the prices are great.
Call Uni Relocation at 1-855-UNIRELO. 1-855-864-7356. That is again 1-855-864-7536, or visit their website at www.unirelo.com.
Aap sun rahe hain Radio Fundoo. For advertising, call us at 408-476-6118. 408-476-6118.
This week's wellness tip has been brought to you by Spa Dara, a wellness and Ayurvedic spa in Fremont. Spa Dara offers facials, massages, threading, hypotherapies, waxing, yoga, and a full suite of Ayurveda services. You can reach Spa Dara at 510-256-5001 or at www.spadara.com. Today is a very timely tip. Summertime, you're going to start wearing those swimsuits, those bathing suits. So here are a five-point Ayurveda weight loss tip. Tip number one, start by your day by drinking one cup of boiled water with juice of half lime and one tablespoon of honey. Number two, don't lie down or go to sleep after eating a meal for at least 3 hours. Number three, before you have a meal, eat a fresh piece of ginger, soak it in lime juice and honey. Number four, have a cup of yogurt beverage like lassi or buttermilk with all your meals. And finally, number five, eat fresh fruits before your meals or for snacks. They reduce your appetite and you can burn more fat with vitamin C. Again, this tip has been brought to you by Spa Dara in Fremont. You can visit Spa Dara for Ayurvedic therapies, massages, and facials. They have a full suite of natural wellness center with several Ayurvedic doctors that can help you with chronic pain, women's health issues, weight loss, insomnia, and more. Call them at 510-256-5001 or reach them at spadara.com.
Are you tired of overcrowded schools? Are you looking for a school that pays attention to every student? Good news! Scholars Academy School is here. With 30 years of excellence and conveniently located in the Evergreen Valley, Scholars Academy School offers preschool, elementary school, and many other programs. For personal tours, call 408-238-2500 or visit scholarsacademyschool.com. That is scholarsacademyschool.com.
Hi, it's Shekhar Kapoor. You're having lunch with Ricky, and Ricky, I have to tell you, there's no way, no way in the world you're ever going to get cast in my movie. And Ricky, you have to pay me for this, you know that.
Now back to Lunch with Ricky in the Morning.
I still love that lead-in. I love Shekhar. It was so candid, and he saw me coming a mile away. He's like, dude, this guy's doing my interview, he just wants to be in my movie, and he called me out.
It was so funny.
I love when you play that.
That guy's
hilarious.
Great, man.
Anyway, the topic for today, we're continuing it. Lines are lit. If there's one thing you could pass forward to your future generations, your kids, your grandkids, about the South Asian culture, to preserve the South Asian culture, what would it be? All right, let's be quick, be good. We're against the clock. We got to go to the trib. In a second, let's go to Palo Alto and Predia. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, great. So, wonderful show, Ricky,
Thank you, as usual.
And I had just a couple of thoughts on the topic.
Sure.
And one of them was it's really not just about the cultural festivals and things like that, which I feel kind of gets diluted over the generations, and the feeling of and the cultural feeling of being Indian. But it's also something which I've always thought about was the national festivals, like things like what my grandparents felt about Indian independence. Mm-hmm. And the patriotic feeling, I think, has kind of mitigated and diluted over the generations. Mm-hmm. And I think when I talk about India to my kids, I'm not yet a parent, but when I talk about India to my kids, I wouldn't be able to probably, and I feel a little sad about that, I wouldn't be able to probably convey the feeling of that patriotic, patrioticness which my grandfather used to talk to me about.
You know,
he was
in
the army, and he had stories about Indian independence, to the future generations, for that matter.
Let me chime in on that real fast. I think that's okay. Because at the end of the day, you live here now, and even if you were born there, have maybe a passport still of India, that's okay. Because to me, there's a difference between national pride versus actual cultural pride. You see what I'm saying? I think there's a difference between that because, look, I, you know, my Independence Day, someone asked me, is July 4th. It's not August 15th. And I hate to say that, but it's true. I'll go to the mailers here, but July 4th is my Independence Day. And chances are, if my kids are born here, July 4th will be their Independence Day. My grandfather was the old, my mom tells me, was the ultimate patriotic man. He'd go and watch Nehru speeches. And you know, when India was, you know, independent, and it's a great story. And I even wrote about that in some essays. But to me, if you really ask me, I'm proud that my grandfather was patriotic. But that doesn't necessarily affect me as much. And I don't want to be crude about that because I'm South Asian, but I live in America. So my question is, in 30, 40 years, what happens then? You see what I'm saying?
Right. I do get it. But, I mean, it's just one of the thoughts which also, gets diluted over the generations.
Absolutely.
And the other thing I just wanted to quickly point out is that I probably just tuned into the show when Mr. Sanjay was calling in, and he had mentioned that, you know, if we don't probably pass on the same things, we've kind of failed as a teacher. But one of the things which I feel I have learned from my parents is that it's not about exactly following your parents believed in, but it's because you get that sort of an education which you can actually make an informed decision. And if you have a choice that, okay, I don't relate to this particular thing, if you can justify that in some way, I think that is absolutely fair. And it's not that you've failed as a parent. It's probably that you have helped your child make an informed decision about his choices in life.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And Pradya, thank you for the call here. I love your energy. I love your enthusiasm. We're going to make you a winner. I disagreed a little bit on the national, but hey, we don't have to always agree, but I loved your point. So drop me a line, ricky@radiofundu.com. We're going to make you a winner, but that's a great point. I disagree. I will say that a little bit. No, but it's well said. There's nothing wrong with, I think, disagreeing. It was well said, and I get that, but I do challenge that. Let's go. Oh, yeah. One of my favorite callers, one of our friends of the program, Masumi in Cupertino. How are you?
Hi, Ricky. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
So,
wonderful topic today, but, you know, every time such a topic comes into play between our friends, you know, it kind of gets me worried. I'm actually worried because we try to pass on what we have learned, but in a short form, you know. We were told things in much more detail when we were in India. When we came here, we tried to explain things in a way that the children would understand here, because they don't have the right perspective. They have not been in India. They haven't seen a lot of things. So we would always try to teach them in a way that they will understand. So my only fear is now that we are shortening that information, when they pass on the same information to their kids, think about how much information will be passed. Mm-hmm. And 20 years from now, how much of it will really sustain?
Yeah, and then that was my question right before the break, and you know, you and me, Masumi, I think we're a little paranoid. I think we should definitely say that, because how can we control necessarily what happens in 20, 30 years? But I think we can do our best certainly to make sure it goes the best way possible. So to answer, let me ask you then, how? I mean, that was the first question of the day, and I'm going to keep questioning. How do you maintain that sense of, you know, tradition and culture, and ensure that, you know, even a little bit of the South Asian culture gets retained in your kids or your grandkids?
I understand, but there is no real answer. It's actually everybody's responsibility. I do my part, but then the children have to make sure that they do their part.
Yeah.
I don't have control over the next generations to come.
Sure.
I can do my part by passing on what I know, and in a way that, you know, and at least hoping that they will take it forward.
Yeah.
And the good thing is we have internet, we have so much information around, you know, and kids these days are really good in technology. They do good research. So my only hope and prayer is that they will take this forward and they will do justice.
Perfect. No, I'm assuming, and thank you for that call. I mean, thank you again. It's a good point. How much can we really control? But I think we could do a little bit. We could do a little bit. All right, let's go to – all right, this should be fun. Let's go to Shaw. Shaw, is that you?
Hey, yes,
Ricky. The Shaw from Shaw Pirelli. I've heard your shows, man. I know you're gonna have a point. What's going on?
Well, for me, it's kind of – I experience it in both ways. As you know, my ancestors come from India.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I've seen that they taught very, very religiously is education. Mm-hmm. And the legacy came through education. We value education so high in our community that it is something that is what is going to be able to also keep the culture, and at the same time, it's a good something good that is being passed to our children.
Education of what? What type of education are you talking about?
General education, everything. Reading, the fact that you got to go to school, you're going to study. Education is more important than sports and things like that.
Got it.
That's been something in our culture.
More the everyday things. So I mean, it's going to be more traits, I suppose. It's not going to be like, I wear this, I do this. It's more like everyday things that we do, that we value certain basic qualities, right? Education, respect for others. It's going to be like things like that that you think
exactly.
will make.
Okay. That is going to stay. But definitely, I see it with my kids. There's so many things that I pretty much think it's very important, but they don't see important. But other things that we don't think is important, but for them, it's very, very important.
Yeah.
So it's a very good mix, actually. And you end up by creating a new thing by mixing the two. And that's going to be what we're going to keep for the next generation.
That's a great point, Sean. Hey, by the way, I got to thank you, man. You're I was driving home from the city midnight or 12:15. I was like, man, I got to stay awake. Turn on 11:70. There's my boy, Sean, man. You work around the clock.
The same for you. You should call, and you are still welcome on my show anytime. Okay?
I love it. I will do that. Thanks, Sean.
Okay. Good luck and great show again. Okay.
Thank you. That's good to hear. You know what? We lines. We were going to go to the Tribune. I think we got to maybe push out the Tribune until next week.
Let's postpone.
Let's do that. Let's go to break. We got a couple people on hold still.
Sir, here you go.
We got Rajesh Pallavi Gurpreet. Stay on hold. We're going to do a quick break. We'll be back right after this. We'll continue the conversation, then wrap the show up.
You're having Lunch with Ricky in the morning. Join us at facebook.com/lunchwithricky.
Hi, I'm Adina. I also go by sis, hun, and mom. I'm always on the go. Go to the gym, go to work, go to the market. And a lot of those things I go get have to then go to my son at college. I don't mind going to the store, but all that packing and shipping, please.
I'm Steve from the UPS store, and I'm trained to help people like Adina. Bring us what you need to ship, and we'll pack it, box it, ship it, and track it. That's four things you can cross off your to-do list right there.
Thanks to logistics, I now have free time. It's kind of strange.
Go-getters love logistics. That's why they trust the certified packing experts at the UPS store. To find a location and discover how logistics can help you, visit theupsstore.com. Services, prices, and hours vary by location. See center for details.
Dreaming of owning a home in India? The time has now come to fulfill your lifelong dream with Citibank India Home Loans. Citibank offers NRIs like you the comfort of applying for a home without leaving US. They offer loans up to 7.5 crores, loans up to 80% of the property value, flexible repayment tenures up to 20 years. Call their dedicated relationship manager Dipesh Basu at 408-975-2785. 408-975-2785.
Are you looking for a job placement in the field of IT? If yes, then you need to contact Canvas Infotech Incorporated. Canvas Infotech offers courses tailored to the needs of professionals from the tech savvy to the tech illiterate. They guarantee placement in business analysis, project management, quality assurance, .NET, Oracle, and Java. They file H-1B visas and green cards too. Contact them today, 510-342-5663. 510-342-5663 or go online at canvasinfotech.com.
Mention this radio ad and get $100 off their professional classes.
Enter into an exciting contest by Spadhara on Radio Fundu's website, www.radiofundu.com. Winner will be announced on May 30th, 2011 and will win a $200 gift certificate from Spadhara.
Aap sun rahe hain Radio Fundu. For advertising, call us at 408-476-6118. 408-476-6118.
Now back to Lunch with Ricky in the morning.
All right, welcome back. Let's wrap this show up. Let's wrap this series up. We've got a couple of minutes to chime this through. So again, great, great conversation. I want to already thank all the callers that came on talking about how do we preserve the culture. Great, great ideas. And I must say, I usually have an idea and I stick to it, but I think I've been changed a little. Like, It's pretty good. We'll get to that as we wrap this thing up. All right, let's go back to the line. Let's go to Gurpreet. Gurpreet, how you doing? Welcome to the show, man. I guess say we got to bang a bunch of callers in, so if you could be quick, articulate, let's go.
Yeah, okay, basically, I was going to say they should have languages, like, take in high school, like, you know how they're taking Spanish and Chinese and whatnot? We should take our own Indian, Punjabi, Hindi, yeah. And we should learn that.
That's a good point. I took Hindi at in college, and it actually genuinely helped me. It did. Like, I spoke it before, but actually learning and reading it, it took 4 years of it or 2 years of it. You can't forget it. I mean, if I see, it takes me a little longer to read something, but I get it, and I read it. I don't think that's something I'm ever going to forget. That's a good call there, Groovy. Thank you for that. Yeah, speak, learn the language, but actually know it. Know it.
All right. It's a good one. You know, I've heard it's actually much more difficult taking Hindi than it is.
It was hard, man.
I think you learn the casual way of speaking versus the proper
one. And imagine if you say something and then, like, how do you spell that? Because you pronounce things so differently. And then it's like, oh, my God, that's how you pronounce. So some of the white kids in that class, they were acing that because they didn't know how to pronounce things. They're just spelling it. And I'm sitting there like, oh, my God, I've learned this language for 20 plus years. And you guys are getting this A and I'm getting like a C. Like, and it's so ironic. You're getting a C in an Indian class. I'm like, oh, you know when you know you're not doing well? You got a C in a South Asian class. Oh, my God. What are people going to say about that? Let's go to Cupertino.
You know, we're actually... The lines got ahead of me, though. We got one more we can bang
Let's
right
take
there.
It live. Let's take it live. We want to get everyone in.
Oh, okay, never mind. I guess that didn't work.
That line didn't work.
You know what? You know, actually, you know whatever happened to the guy? The poor guy, I guess, just... That, no.
Yeah, just dropped. It's okay. It's all right. Good. It's all good. So that was a wrap, man. That was a good show. So this all started, as you know, about a month ago or a little over a month ago. And Ricky, you know, Unnew has been working on the show for about a year. Turns out to be in the drive back home after the show and goes, you know, Ricky, I don't feel South Asian. I'm like, oh, that's great. You're a producer on my show. And we're doing a show on South Asian topics. And you're telling me you don't feel South Asian. Okay. Clearly, I could do something more. I'm not doing a decent job. I was like, all right, let's open this up for topics. Unnew, do you feel you're South Asian now?
You know, you gave me some good talking points. Apparently, the food resonates amongst everybody, and I think I'm doing all right with that.
Yeah.
Language, well, you know what? I can't speak it, but if you start speaking in Hindi or Punjabi around me, I'm going to do my damn best to understand what you're
saying.
Your
grandmother lives here, right?
Yes.
And you speak to her, don't you, in your own way?
I speak to her in English, or at least a mix of English and some amount of Hindi or Punjabi.
But she can understand you.
She understands me, and she speaks in Hindi or Punjabi.
There you go.
And I know what's going on, so
that's okay.
It's kind of a twisted system, but that works. Mm-hmm. As far as what am I going to carry on? You know, I'm going to take my kids to the different temples and gurdwaras all over California because you know what? I've seen some of the coolest temples and places to worship here in this state that I've ever seen. As far as carrying on the traditions, come on, we're not setting aside the Diwali. That's going to be huge.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually hopefully learn a little bit more about it. I know Cupertino's got their little Diwali festival, mm-hmm. and you know that we're going to have a little mix of some American traditions here. Yeah. So you know, you gave me some good talking points.
No, and you know, and you bring up something interesting, which you know, completely did not bring up on the show here was you know, there things are being done by various members of the community here that will allow us to preserve. Like you've got. Yeah, various cultural centers, all these temples. You know, you said Gurdwara. There's a Jain temple. There's a Hindu temple.
It's amazing.
And that's going to stand
amazing,
forever,
yeah.
Right? And that's going to stand for a very long time. And so that's something that future generations will certainly get to go to. And, you know, if you don't necessarily even go for religious reasons, but it's a way to tie your culture and to have roots to it. So that's a really, really, really good point. The food thing is, I teased it, but I can't hate on it, I guess. It's true.
We like food.
We do. I mean, that's what makes us South Asians. And... the scales definitely show that.
Especially when you go on vacation, right?
Yeah. Oh, jeez. But you know, hey, and this is a shout out again to our parents and all the generation that came and has kind of laid the foundation. I think I will preface this by saying that I feel more can be done with certain individuals, but I think when it comes to the majority, we're lucky. You know, we're lucky that my kids will get to have my parents and others will have the same situation to go to. I'm very fortunate. I'm very lucky, and that will help me preserve. But you know, it's also growing up. It's going to be how you turn your kids towards the South Asian culture, if that makes sense. You know, if you already when you hear it and you kind of cringe, you know, that's a problem. But you got to be if you're able to welcome that culture and there's a reception towards it. I think that in itself is a victory. I think our caller earlier, Sanjay, was a little harsh or a little too extreme in the sense that it's his responsibility or the responsibility of his fellow. Generation who've come here to pass it forward because not necessarily I don't think that but A little bit, yes. And I think the rest falls on us. That's why we're doing a show on this. But, hey, guys, thank you so much. It's been a heck of a 4 weeks on this, and we wrapped this up. We're always going to have topics surrounding this. But it's a wonderful conversation. We wanted to get a bunch of articles and fun stories. We'll post them on Facebook, so check those out. We couldn't get to them because so many callers came through, and I didn't even get to all these emails. Next week, we're going to do another interesting topic, a little serious in nature. What happens going forward as we continue our culture? You know, in the South Asian culture, you obviously see grandparents. They live with us. But what happens in 20, 30 years? You see, you know, in other communities, you see assisted living. You see homes for the senior citizens, but we don't see too many in the South Asian culture. That's taboo. How do we take care of our parents in 30, 40 years, or our grandparents? I want to get your thoughts. It's going to be a question that our generation definitely will have to answer. Mom, Dad, MJ, thank you for listening. DJ Anu?
Yeah, yay.
Well done, man. For everyone listening, have a wonderful rest of the week. Have a wonderful, it's a short week this week. Enjoy it.
Yes.
Stay tuned next week, same place. We'll be right back, as always. And remember, if you want a revolution, the only solution, evolve. Till next week.